and we will ask Roman Josi about that and much more as he joins us now on our phone line. Roman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. You know, I was just saying before you came on, last night is one of those games where I know it has to be frustrating as a player, because if you play like that 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to win. Now, I know we'll talk about the power play, but, you know, it was a tough-fought game with a tough team, and I know you didn't get the result, but what were your overall takeaways from the game last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I mean, I felt like it was fast and felt like a playoff game a little bit. There wasn't much space out there, I think, for both teams, and both teams had their chances. And like you said, I thought we played 5-on-5. We actually played pretty well. And, you know, going in the dirt, it's 0-0, so, like, it can obviously go either way. And I felt like we got better as the game went on, and we were kind of pushing in the second a little bit. And even in the dirt, I thought we played a pretty good period, and obviously gave up that shorthand goal, which was kind of the deciding factor in the game.
Yeah, and with the power play, I know Bruno said that maybe you were a little slower than you have been on the power play. What did you see from your perspective? You obviously, I can't remember if that was 5-on-5 or the power play, you had a shot on a open net and hit the post and just had some bad puck luck there. But what did you see on the man advantage?
Yeah, I just felt like we couldn't really get set up for most of the power plays. Sometimes we got in, but then we didn't really, they pressure pretty hard, so we couldn't really set up. And I feel like against teams like that pressure hard, and you need a lot of support, and you need to make some little plays and kind of break that pressure a little bit. And I feel like we couldn't find a way to do that, except for we had a couple looks. Obviously, I had an empty net there, which was a great play by Evangelista and Tomi, but yeah, other than that, I felt like we just didn't generate enough. And I think sometimes even if you don't score on a power play, at least you want to create some momentum. And we kind of failed to do that yesterday.
Talking to Preds captain Roman Josi on the Chase and Big Joe show. Roman, during the great streak that you guys had, somebody made a comment that said y'all's attitude, they couldn't tell whether you're winning or you're losing. You kind of kept the same temperament, and now through these three games, these three losses, unfortunately, it's kind of been the same thing. Do you like that? You don't get too high, you don't get too low, you just go out and do your job?
Yeah, I think it's important, especially in a long season. And we feel like we always kind of just look at our game honestly, and obviously you want to win as many games as possible, but I felt like yesterday was a good step in the right direction again. I felt like Arizona and Colorado, we didn't play as well. Felt like we created a lot, but we also gave up way too many chances, gave up too many goals, so wasn't really our style of hockey. And I felt like last night we kind of got back to that. And you know, there's 82 games, and there's just going to be some nights you're going to play well and you're going to lose. Some nights you don't play well, you might win. But I think whenever you leave a game and, you know, you did a lot of good things, you did enough good things to win, I think it's easy to live with that. And that's kind of what you try to focus on, just on the process of playing your game and playing your style and trying to get better each game.
Now, with that being said, I mean, how much fun is it now? I mean, now you got a huge game tomorrow night. St. Louis comes to town. It's April. Playoffs on the line. So there's got to be – I mean, at some point you want to go out and just – I know you want to win the game, right? But also, this is why you play. I mean, it's April. It's hockey. It's playoff on the line. How much fun will this be tomorrow night to go out there in that environment at Bridgestone?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's another big game. It feels like we're playing a lot of big games in even the past month. I mean, even when the streak started, there was so many huge games we had, and it feels like you said, every game kind of feels like a playoff game. Last night felt like a playoff game. I felt like even in Denver when we played Colorado, it was an intense game. The crowd was into it, and I think obviously like with us having that streak and everything and playing well, like a lot of times you're going to get the other team's best game too. And which makes for a fun game all the time. And obviously tomorrow is a big one. St. Louis they're right behind us. It's going to be another playoff game, another playoff atmosphere. And I know Bridgestone will be rocking. So we're excited for that.
Predators captain Roman Josi is on the line with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And I know that, you know, you guys go through the streak, and a part of that streak was the play of UC Saros and Kevin Lankinen, and both of your goaltenders were fantastic. And, you know, when things maybe don't go their way, like we saw, you know, in the couple of these losses, how personal do you take that of, you know, knowing that, hey, these guys do so much for us, we got to help them out too?
Oh, yeah, we take that very personal. I mean, I think every time you give up that many goals in Arizona and Colorado, it's you're not very happy, especially as a defenseman and even our forwards. I mean, the whole team, like, because those guys been our backbone the whole year, and Chuse was amazing last night again. Those guys win us so many games, and there's so many things they do for us. So yeah, we kind of left them hanging in Arizona and Colorado. Gave the other team way too many great looks, and that's always something personal for us, because those guys are amazing goaltenders, but they're also amazing teammates, and you see the work they put in every day and how hard they work to be the best. So we're very lucky to have two goalies like that, and we don't take them for granted. So whenever we leave them hanging, we're not too happy about it.
Now, you know, sometimes we get caught up in what the national media says about you guys, and I know you guys don't care about that, but there was a pretty prominent analyst in the building last night that I know you know pretty well, in P.K. Subban, who has been waving the Predators flag. How cool was it to have P.K. back last night? And also, I know that you and him, you know, he started Blue Line Buddies. You've kind of kept it going, being able to do some stuff with that as well.
Yeah, it was great to see him. I saw him in the morning and then at night too. It's always fun to see him, and I know he loves Nashville, and obviously he started Blue Line Buddies, which is an amazing cause, and we were lucky enough to keep it going, and it's such an amazing cause, and for him to come back and just be around the guys for a little bit, and for the fans to see him. Obviously he was a fan favorite here too, and I like just talking to him. I know he loved his time here. He loved Nashville, so it's great to see that his legacy and Blue Line Buddies and all that stuff can keep going. And like I said, it's such an amazing cause, so it's a lot of fun.
Can we work on him with his, you know, they put him on the screen last night and he tried to chug his drink, which was probably a bad mistake. Can we work on it?
Not his strength. Not his strength. It wasn't a beer either. I don't know what it was, but
it looked pink.
It looked pink. Like it was something hard to chug.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Roman, appreciate the time this morning as always. I know you guys got to get ready for St. Louis, but always a pleasure, and go get them tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.